call to order this rec board regular meeting for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. Do you have a motion?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good on that.
Next one.
Meeting agenda.
We'll move right into the meeting agenda approval.
I'll approve the meeting agenda for November 19th, 2025.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer.
Yes.
Shartacker.
Yes.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Next, we have the approval of minutes for June 18th, 2025's regular meeting.
June.
Or, I'm sorry, for October 15th, 2025 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion. We approve the October 15th, 2025 regular meeting.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call, please.
Spencer.
Yes.
Shartacker.
Yes.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Okay, we'll move right into public comments. Any public comments? No public comments tonight. We'll move straight to the approval of the expense report for October 2025 Park and Rec's expense report for $195,535.75.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call, please.
Spencer.
Yes.
Shartacker.
Yes.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Next item is the October 2025 Legends expense report for $138,886.79.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? None. Roll call, please.
Spencer.
Yes.
Shartacker.
Yes.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Our next item is old business. Do we have any old business tonight? No old business. We'll move straight into new business. First item is the new hires.
I'll make a motion. We approve the new hires for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer.
Yes.
Shartacker.
Yes.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Our next item is the update part-time and seasonal staff pay, and there's an attachment to that.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just curious, how much did we up it?
The minimum wage is moving up to $11 an hour.
Gotcha.
So we had to change that. That's the for labor one. That's usually where we have to make the big. We have to change. So what we did, labor two was. Is right now $11.05 to $13. Labor two now will be $12.55 to $14 on your new sheet there. Labor three was is $13.05 to $15. It'll go from $14.05 to $15.50. And then labor four will go from $15.05 to $17 to $15.55 to $17. And then the names you see there are Parks and Rec names of jobs. When we submit this downtown, they get the labor 1, 2, 3, and 4. We put the job name as well, but most importantly on the calculation or on the sheet that council approves finally is the labor 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's the numbers that'll be on there. Every part-time person is going to see a raise next year. And we're trying to do the right thing, and there are some people that have been here a while. They'll see a substantial increase. Some of the new people will start out at a higher rate as well. And if at the top there on your page, I think it says 12. Or I'm sorry, it should say effective 12/29/25. That's the first pay of the new year?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine has.
Is it on there?
It is, right at the top right.
I thought I put the wrong. Okay, thank you. I didn't make a typo there.
Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, our third item is to replace the Legends irrigation pump not to exceed $29,000. And there is an attachment for that with this.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I have a question. How many irrigation pumps do we have?
Two.
Okay, so we've gotten the first one.
Rebuilt.
Kind of rebuilt, routine maintenance, I call it. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to happen every so many years.
Oh, yeah. Steve, are they 30 years
old? Yeah, they were the original pumps.
They're the original.
Okay.
Last year we had the first one. Now this one's getting totally replaced. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we got everything we could out of it, I think. So.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think our irrigation system is doing well once we get this. I mean, there's going to be a day when we got to replace some other things, but I think we're in a good
place. It'd be nice if it's 30 years from now.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, roll call, please.
I just want to add one on the we're obviously going to accept the first, and then
of course,
just so we always put a couple on the end to say in case something else should come up a little bit more than what the price is.
Right.
So that's why that's it.
Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, we'll move to the board reports. Joe?
As you know, the reservoir, same thing. Every day, every week, every month. Community Park, we've got a new bridge out there going from the park into the new area where we cleaned out that connects to Overland Park. We're going to help them Lowe's. They had some people come out and help build that and supply some of the materials. Waiting on some parts for the new roofs for the dugouts. Got to meet some few brackets that were back ordered. Those are due to be in here soon. Just leaves right now. I mean, every day we're doing leaves every day in every park. So, I mean, that's the bulk of the time right now. Restrooms have been winterized. We left two of them open, one at Lincoln and one at the reservoir. We put heaters in them. Heated the back room so the pipes wouldn't freeze so people could use them every day. And just leaves and leaves and leaves. That's all that's going on right now.
Just curious, where's the bridge?
The bridge is back, where 4, 5, and 6 are in the backfields. Where 6 is at, it goes over the little creek back to the new part. It broke, so some people had said something. A gentleman lives back there to the wheelchair, and he has a little trouble. He had trouble getting, so they built a brand new one with our help.
In the east, back at the east corner, back there. Nice. We called Lowe's one day, the next day they committed to doing just pretty much giving us all the wood, except for the ramp, so.
Lowe's not only does that for the parks, but they also really help the schools too. Just as a note. Thank you, Joe. Carrie?
Yeah, our season's pretty much winding down. We have, I'd say, a good 6 more days left of golf. So we're going to open Friday through Wednesday. Our cash carryover now is sitting at $944,000. However, we have November and December as losing months. So I'm hoping that our cash carryover will finish maybe around $780,000 to $800,000 for the year. We have 7 more banquets left for the year. A lot of Christmas parties are coming up. So we've already decorated for the holidays. running a sale in the pro shop, selling a lot of gift cards. So we're hoping to make a lot more sales in the pro shop here to end the year. So that's about all. We're doing leaf cleanup. We're about done with that. I think a couple more weeks of that. But other than that, that's about it.
You forgot my house.
Sure.
Thank you, Carrie. Carolyn?
Things are going well at the senior center. I'm not going to bore you by reading the report, but activities are doing well and people are coming in.
Okay, we offered 41 fitness classes in the month of October. A lot of marketing on closures, like the Mass McKinley bonfire, which was held here. Our building closed at 4:30 that day. One of our new classes is at the table with Holly. She's been offering that. She has good numbers on that class. She goes over different recipes for healthy recipes. Joe spoke on the community improvement, the $2,500 from Lowe's. We had the blood battle here on October 21st. Trunk or Treat was here on October 30th. How many participants did you?
Trunk or Treat, I'd say about 500. It was cold, rainy, windy. And usually, the line never really went past the building here, but usually the line goes past the theater. So, but it was a bad night. But I think everybody's happy.
So. 730 memberships were sold in October. Membership revenue was $18,785.75. Usage was up to 9,448 visits with 717 day passes, totaling $5,476. So numbers are still good.
Thank you, Steve.
The Lincoln Park drainage is done. North and South Sippo, if you go up Lincoln Way, you can see down into both sides of the park down. And in the spring, we're going to talk about what we're going to do up there. Instead of letting the trees and shrubs grow back, probably plant some wildflowers and different things down there. Legends parking lot and car paths are done. Duncan Plaza, all the new plants and mulch is done. And then the reservoir stream bank project, we're still waiting on a permit from the state. Don't know how long that's going to take. We have the border control has been completed, the money is there, but we have to wait on that permit. And the reservoir park restoration project, we're still exploring funding options. We're obviously going to spend some of our own money, may or may not get a loan, once we find out what our options are, I'd like to have all you come in. It might be another day than normal, but I'd like to at least send it to you so you can see it and we can talk about it from there. Then our upcoming events on the 22nd is the parade and light up downtown, and it ends at Duncan Plaza. Saturday, December 6th is breakfast with Santa at the Legends. If you'd like to stop by, you're more than welcome to. And then Saturday the 13th, we're having a parents' night out here so they can bring their kids and go shopping or whatever for 3 hours in the show, movie, and play some things in the gym. And something the mayor came up with a few weeks ago, the city employees are sponsoring 50 families at Thanksgiving with everybody's donations. We had Avalon Foods give us 40 turkeys, and 3D Meats gave us 10 turkeys for that. And then our Park and Rec employees are sponsoring a family for Christmas. Everybody has the option, whatever they want to give. We've got a family that from, you know, someone that needs some help. So
it's not your family, is it?
No, it's not my family. My kids are gone. My grocery bill's down. I'm good now.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
If there's nothing else, I move to adjourn.
Carolyn, what is exercise day?